We are live. Hello. It's Karen here. Happy 2024 to you all. A new year has begun and we're going to have more fun, aren't we? So I thought I'd come on and say hello, hello. I've been offline for a couple of weeks, taken a couple of weeks off. It's summer down under and I have been enjoying the sun. I went on Christmas Day, I went turtle diving with my aquamarine dolphin shark girl daughter. There she is in the background, and there's Fat Mama next to her. And we went diving with turtles. Yeah, if I can, there we go. Look at that. Christmas Day. What a great thing to do on Christmas Day. Best Christmas I ever had. So we didn't do all the Christmas trappings. We just did, nature, nature, nature. And look, I was supposed to record a show first, cab off the rank for 2024 with the shows with the wonderful Neil Gore. We were going to talk about, he's got a slew of conferences coming up, so he always likes to come on the show to talk about those. But we were going to talk about ancient history and, what we've been fed as history and what's really history. And I thought that would be a great conversation, but he's not doing too well at the moment. So he's taking a rest. He cancelled half an hour before we were going to record. And then next week's show, the same thing happened. I had the beautiful woman coming on to talk about crop circles, an Australian woman, and she's been very sick with shingles since Christmas Day. So as we, step into a new year, few challenges are arising. I've had my own challenges. After we did this fabulous dive, my leg decided to play up, and so I'm dealing with a sore leg, which I'm seeing as being better. The guide said to me, as soon as you're over the story about the sore leg will heal just like that. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. So why aren't I over the story of the sore leg? And they said, well, you've got a bigger story running active in your vibration. And that is the story of getting older, being overweight, not being fit enough. And this story is active in your vibration and dominating your story about overcoming the the sore leg. And I said, yeah, true, isn't it? The thing about having guidance is it's all very well being tapped into your team, your spiritual team, and having exalted wisdom streaming to you 24/7. But then you have to put that wisdom into action. And action's not necessarily action as in what you're doing with your body, but action, what you're doing with your belief system and thoughts. And so the guides have been telling me, clean up your story, Karen. You've got this story going on that's not serving you. And if you're the creator of your reality, regardless of what the world presents you, you can still create what you want to create. So this is what we're all faced with as we jump into a new year. Our limiting thought forms about who we are and what is possible for us, whether we're young or old, sick or well, are in our face. And our guides, the universe, God, the angels, your spiritual team, whatever you want to call that part of you that you call the divine, are asking you to take a look, or asking me specifically, to take a look at things that you're believing and change them if that's something that you want to live, if you want to live a different reality. And so this is where we are at the beginning of a new year. Let me see who is, let me go on and see who's watching. Gosh. I'm just, everyone's updated things, updated this, knew this, knew that, and I'm just navigating how it all works and looking at the comments. Doesn't look like we've got any comments at the moment, but I'd love to hear about what you did over Christmas and for the new year and what your intentions are for this year. What are you intending to achieve this year or intending to do this year? Just trying to go on my Facebook page. Here we go, because we're streaming on a few platforms. Yep, there we are. And I'm trying to see if there's any comments coming in. What are you intending to do this year? And what thought forms are limiting you in what you want to achieve this year? Yeah, I got it. I got it. All right. So I'm just looking at all the platforms. You know what? The platform I use to do the streaming services are saying that now we can now stream on Instagram. And I tried to set that up this morning, but I don't know if it's working. They also said that comments will be available on X. You know what X is? No, we don't appear to be streaming on Instagram. So I didn't get that happening. But X is Twitter, as you know, it's now called X. I wonder how that's going for Elon Musk changing the branding of a well-known branding site. So, what limiting thought forms are you taking into the new year, and how are you going to change them? So, instead of getting upset about the show being cancelled just before I'm going to record it, I thought I'd come on and talk to you about this because I'm seeing it everywhere. I'm seeing it in my own life, and I'm seeing it with the people that I have booked in for the show. And there's no coincidence, is there? Synchronicity is what it's all about. It's what do you want to talk about? What's happening in your life right now? Limiting thought forms about who we are and how we navigate this world. You know, for the most part, what we get upset about is usually not what's happening in the world. And there's a lot to get upset about as we look out into the world and see war and natural disaster and corruption and a whole lot of things going on. But what we get upset about the most is our personal story. You know, who are we inside of that? What can we do about it? How does it affect our lives? Because for the most part, we are, you know, focused on ourself, on self in this lifetime for many people. There are some people that are more collectively focused, but for most people, we're focused on self. And so when we get upset, it's usually a story about ourselves and what we feel is capable, we're capable of, and what we can achieve or can't achieve. Every desire that we have, you know, the Buddhists say that we should rid ourselves of all desire. But in fact, it's not the desire we rid ourselves of. It is the limiting thought forms about what we feel we can achieve, or what we feel we're worthy of, or what we feel we can have in our lives. So when we have a desire to get well, to make a difference, to lose weight, to help people, when we bump up against our limiting thought forms about who we are, that says you can't have what you want, that's when our emotional guidance system is saying to us, what you're believing is not true. So as we navigate this world and bump up against our negative emotions, I wish to remind you all that our emotions is our guidance system, our intuitive guidance system. When we're feeling bad, when we're feeling low, when we're feeling like we haven't got any energy, or we're feeling uninspired or depressed, or whatever you want to label it, a negative emotion, look to see what you're believing. And the guides are reminding me now, I'm just listening to them, that oftentimes when you feel like you're not believing anything negative or having a negative thought and you hit a negative emotion or feel low, you can be picking up on negative emotions around you or negative energy that's been left in a room or in a place or in a situation. But they remind me, you have to be a vibrational match to that frequency to pick it up. So you might not be feeling devastated or low, but you might be frustrated, or, you know, having some story about how you're not good enough or you're running late or something like that. A story that doesn't feel good, that isn't devastating you. It's not about the rest of your life. It might just be about in this moment. But as you acclimate to that frequency as empaths, and I know many of you are, many, you are now available to that frequency all around you. So when you do hit those negative emotions, it's always good to check in with your guides, with your inner being, with your personal intuition, and ask, where is this thought coming from? And how am I a vibrational match to this thought? What is it that I'm believing to be true? And how can I change that? So I had a girlfriend over the other day, and I was talking about my sore knee and my sore leg, which exacerbated over Christmas time, over the holidays. And she said, "You sure you don't want to go and get an X-ray and get it fixed and get some doctor to look at it? We have such strength in the allopathic in the allopathic system, don't we? And I said, no, I don't need an X-ray. I could go in and look at it myself with my psychic abilities. You know, as a medical intuitive, that's what I can do. And she said, but don't you want the science? Don't you want the science to tell you what's wrong with your body? Were we swimming at the time or going to the beach? Anyway, we went to the beach, which was lovely. And I said, no, not really. Because what happens is when we create something, and I have created it as much as we all create our reality, as you put a diagnosis on it and focus on it, you expand. So what you focus on expands. What you focus on expands. And as you wrap a story around it, you expand. And that's our whole allopathic system, isn't it? We need a diagnosis. We need a label. We need someone to tell us what's wrong with us. But in fact, pain in the body, negative emotion, it's all guidance. It's all communication from our inner being, from the body elemental, from our spiritual teams. It's all telling us something. And always it's telling us about what we're believing to be true. And so when we listen to that message coming to us from negative emotion or pain in our body, and we change what we're believing to be true, then the pain or the symptom no longer needs to be there. I know this sounds very simplistic. I hear some of you saying, but what if, but what about terrible diseases and cancer? And, you know, that's a whole nother story. I'm not talking about diagnoses of terrible diseases. I'm talking about pain in your body. And then some people are saying, but pain in your body can be a symptom of a terrible disease you've got in your body. Well, I've had all those terrible diseases. I've had cancer and all sorts of things going on in my body, but I've listened to the pain in my body and what it's been showing me about what I'm thinking and what I'm believing to be true. And I've changed that. And then the disease and the pain associated with it has completely disappeared. Because when you change your story, you change your frequency. And when you change your frequency, you are no longer a vibrational match or a frequency in a frequency alignment with the frequency of the condition that you've been displaying as pain or disease. I know it sounds simplistic, but the guides say to me, it is so simple. Like they said to me when my girlfriend was saying, you know, don't you need a diagnosis and need science to tell you what's wrong with you? And I said, no. I said, the guide said to me, as soon as I'm done with the story of having a sore leg, it's over. Like it just seems so simple, right? It just seems so simple. But being done with that story, being over that story is something that I need to I need to work on. Okay. I'm here, like everybody else, navigating our belief structure and the collective belief structure, because the collective belief structure is really strong, right? There is this stream of consciousness that says you are a certain age, and at a certain age, this happens to your body. And fighting against that, like going against the grain of the collective stream of consciousness, is not always easy, as many of you know who have awakened to your spiritual journey or consciousness journey. And now you think outside the box. So there's a collective stream of thought that, you know, that is amongst the masses. And then when you awaken, you no longer fit in with that fast flowing river of thought, and you seem to go against it and bump up against a lot of resistance from your friends and family. But it takes a take out the butt. It takes a strong, powerful soul, which I know all of you are, to stand in your power and say, excuse me, sorry, breakfast coming up. This is who I am, and this is what I stand for. And as you do, more and more people agree with you. And as we come together and say, this is who I am, and this is what I stand for, we change the collective thought. And my guides have shown me it's about critical mass. So what's happening as we move into 2024 and beyond? Is that the light quota, the frequency keeps turning up, keeps turning up, keeps turning up. What does that mean? Well, I've said this many times for years on the show, but I'm going to say it again. When you are in a dirty room and the light is dim, you can't see the dirt. So the analogy that has been given to me when I was young and going to the disco, you know, the nightclubs or the pub, and you're in a very low lighting, everyone looks beautiful and the place looks pristine, and then they turn on the lights at the end of the night or at a party and you see rubbish everywhere and dirty ashtrays and makeup running, like you get to see the distortion and you go, oh, everything isn't as beautiful as I thought it was. Funny analogy, but that's what the guides have been saying about planet Earth. As the light turns up on planet Earth, as the frequency shifts, we get to see what's really going on, and it doesn't look as pretty as we thought it was. And then we have to navigate that as we bump up against our own limiting beliefs and the corruption that's being revealed in the world. And so that is happening more so this year than last year, and it happened more so last year than the year before. And each year, as we're moving into a new experience for planet Earth, that is happening. But think about it. When you turn up the light, you can see what needs to be changed. When the light is dim and everything is covert and undercover, you can't see what needs to be changed. And it's the same on planet Earth as it is with our own bodies. So our own belief systems and our own structures and emotional belief systems and emotions. Anyway, I'm raving here. So this is what we're in for this year. And I feel I've had so many beautiful people on the show last year, but the one that has stayed with me is Ann Tucker and her angels. Very predictive, very, very predictive. And it's so interesting because we were talking, she gave me 10 years of predictions in one show, and she's giggling and laughing and she goes, I know, it's a lot, isn't it? And it was a lot. But a lot of what she said that has stayed with me, especially going into this year, is natural disasters. And wow, just being up in northern New South Wales with my daughter over Christmas, I saw some amazing, amazing thunderstorms like I had never seen before. And then there was a hurricane up in northern Queensland, which has flooded most of Queensland, which is continuing, flooding across Queensland, flooding, 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 fires going on. We saw it all last year. We're seeing it again this year. Like Mother Earth is speaking. Mother Earth is speaking to us. What is she saying? Love to know your thoughts. What do you think she's saying? And I know a lot of people think that the weather conditions has been manipulated, but as I ask my guides that, they say somewhat manipulated, but a tiny, tiny proportion is manipulated compared to Mother Earth herself rebalancing the energies of her body and speaking to humanity about how we are looking after the planet and looking after the earth and looking after all the creatures and beings on this earth. And so this year will be more of that, unfortunately. Flooding, flooding. Anne talked about it, as I said. Now, we had the conversation just before the war in the Middle East, and she talked about war and she talked about weather changes. And then I saw all this flooding happen, and like everything she said like happened immediately the week after the conversation I had with her on the show, which I thought was pretty amazing. But one of the things that her guides said to her, her guides, who she calls the angels, is that we'll see a lot of flooding. And there's a few people I follow on Instagram that earth climate changes, you know, natural disasters. And as I scroll through their feed, you know, you see the hurricanes and the tornadoes and the earthquake and the fire, but predominantly the flooding. Like, it's amazing how many places across the world have been flooding everywhere. And when I was up north, luckily it didn't flood, but Christmas Day. So we had booked the turtle dive on the boat, but the weather prediction for Christmas Day was rain and thunderstorms. So I said to my daughter, and if any of you have watched the show I had with Don Hudnall, Don and I, or Don and the group actually spoke about this, about using our consciousness to create what we want to create, including the weather. Can we do that? Yes, absolutely. So I sat in my daughter's little house and I said, let's change the weather. And she said, huh? How do you do that? And I said, well, you speak to it. because it's conscious. Like everything, it's conscious, and you can talk to it. You can communicate to it. You can communicate through your emotions, like you navigate this life through your emotions. Your frequency is what communicates, not so much what you say, but it's really what you believe, because under your belief is a frequency. A belief is a thought you keep thinking, and so it compacts and it creates frequency. A belief creates that frequency. And so you speak to the weather through your frequency. And the first frequency when communicating with Mother Nature or the animals or anything really, communicating with God or the universe or your guides, is gratitude. So we said to the clouds and the wind and the air and the storms, thank you for what you do. Thank you for nurturing Mother Earth with your rain. Because I have to say, it was so green up there. There's been so much rain. And just gratitude, that amazing gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then ask politely if they will change their course of action. If the weather forecast is for thunderstorms the next day, I said to the weather, thank you so much for all you do to nurture Mother Earth. Can you possibly move further inland out west into the areas that are drier that need your rain? Because there's a lot of rain on the coast, but not as much inland in Australia. So I asked the storms and the clouds and the weather to move west. So we're not resisting what is. We're not saying, go away, I don't want you. You can't scream no in a vibrational universe. You can't say, go away, pain, go away, this, because what you focus on expands. But with gratitude and reverence and grace, you can move mountains. So the two of us sat in her little house and did this to the weather. And immediately the thunderstorm stopped over us. It didn't clear up. It wasn't sunny skies, but it stopped. And I said, see, it worked. And she's like, nah, coincidence, right? Coincidence. But we did the same with Christmas Day. And we woke up on Christmas Day to the most glorious sunny day. And we went out on this beautiful sunny day when thunderstorms were predicted. But what was really interesting, my daughter had gone out in the afternoon after we'd done this, and I was walking between houses, and I was out, and she lives on this plot of land. I was out on the land, and it was thunderstorming, and the most enormous crack of lightning, like I felt like it was just over my head, it happened. And I thought, oh, and I had a little umbrella which has a metal thing on top, and I thought, oh, I hope it doesn't, I don't get electrocuted. And then there was this huge crack of thunder that happened right above me. I swear I jumped 6 foot in the air. And I went to her little place where she lives and ca came inside. My heart was beating, and I said, what was that all about? And I got this sense, I can't say it was a message, it was more like a sense. I could be making it up. Like the weather said, we'll give you what you want, but don't try and boss us around. That kind of gave me a fright with the thunder and lightning. That was the sense I got, which I then cracked up and I said, okay, I get it. I won't try and boss you around, but thank you for giving me what we want. It was so funny. That was what was happening just the day before Christmas. Talking to the weather, talking to the universe. How are you creating your reality? So I don't see any comments yet. Let me have a look. Let me have a look. No comments yet. I just realized my computer isn't plugged in. And I might do another live like this next week. If you want to join, let me know. But also this weekend coming up, we've got the first Inner Sanctum, first group gathering, which is I don't usually go live or record them because I just ask people to come on and we just chat about what we've been doing and what we've been watching and what's been happening on our consciousness journey and all sorts of things. There's nothing off that holds back. And so we're meeting this weekend. I'll be sending out an email about that. It's Saturday night, evening, afternoon, evening in the Northern Hemisphere, and Sunday morning, early in Sydney, mid-morning in New Zealand. And Yeah, so we get on Zoom and just talk about all sorts of things. I have a messenger chat group for the Inner Sanctum, and they've been talking about all sorts of things. I have to say, because I've been on holidays, I haven't been keeping up. But Russell says here he's had a beautiful experience with his angels the other night. So I'd love to hear about that experience. And Sherry says she'd love to hear about it too. So hopefully we get together and share our experience, like I'm sharing my experiences with you now with Mother Nature. God bless her. And scaring me with the lightning and the thunder. Seriously, I've never experienced thunder like that. Like I felt like it was right above my head. And being outside too, oh, crazy. But Mother Nature speaks to us and she has a sense of humor. She has a sense of humor. So, wishing you many blessings of magic moments this year for 2024. And remember, when the shift hits the fan and things aren't going your way, whether you're feeling low or drained of energy, or you're bumping up against natural disasters or pain in your body or problems, with the people around you or people that you love or illness or whatever that you're bumping up against. You, as a genius, deliberate creator, have the ability, as we all do, to change how you think and feel, and therefore experience it differently. So, how we are perceptual experience is how we live this life. Stuff happens, and then we decide it's good, it's bad. So, how we perceive things, what we believe about things, is how we live life, is how we say our life. People say, "Did you have a good time?" And you say, "No, this happened. I broke my leg," or whatever, whatever. But you can say, "Well, it was exciting because I've never broken my leg before." I know it seems crazy, but listen to people like Byron Katie speak. She went blind, all these things happened. She says, "Oh, I've never been blind before. This will be an exciting experience." So, what we believe about life is how we experience life. And is life happening to you to piss you off, to challenge you, to make you learn? Or is it happening for you so that you can see who you are and what you're made of, so that you can find the strength within, you can find your genius, you can find your knowing, you can let go of limiting ideas about yourself and feel more connected to the divine essence or your source. This, all the contrast we live in this world is there for us to give us that experience of navigating this world. And this year will be more intense than next year, and probably next year will be more intense than the year after. One of the things that Anne Tucker says, and she's not alone, there's been many people that speak about this, is there's going to be this massive light experience. Some people have called it the event that will greatly shift this world. And one of the statements that she made in the conversation I had with her that had me crying, had me really feeling the truth of it, was that in times to come, we will look back in history. And that light event, I mean, I know the frequencies are shifting all the time, but there will be this massive light event. And her latest, I think in one of her latest things, she talks about it happening three times, might happen many times, but it'll be over a period of time. And we'll look back in the future times and say, that was the time that everything changed on Earth. That when that happened, that was the time everything changed on Earth. And when she said that, I got all shivers and goosebumps. And yeah, so the challenges are here, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. And remember, everything that's happening to us, the contrast we experience, the pain in our body, the negative emotion, the tiredness, is all here to serve us. Might not seem like it at the time, but if you can find gratitude for the guidance and the communication that's coming to you. I always talk about this with pain. It is your body talking to you about what you're believing to be true. And you can change that. You can change that with a thought and the next thought and the next thought and the next thought. You are powerful. You are a genius, deliberate creators. You are the way showers. You are the new world teachers. I say this to all of you who are listening. I attract the new world teachers. There are the seekers and there are the teachers. And it doesn't mean you have to, put a shingle on your door and say, teacher, but in your knowing and your living your knowing, you are helping others do that too. And you are so honored and blessed. And the guides want to say to you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for listening to this message. Thank you for endeavoring to live this message. And big blessings to all of you for this year and beyond. And I will hopefully catch you this weekend in the inner sanctum. If not, I'll see you on the next one. Big love to all of you. Bye for now.